Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. And today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Sayyid Salman Lakhavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We are talking about some of the very important etiquettes and manners that should be taught to teenagers. We talked about the etiquettes and manners of speech. We talked about the etiquettes and manners of dress code. And now we want to talk about the etiquettes and manners of Islamic behavior that should be reflecting in our teenagers. And Professor Salman Lakhavi is here to help us.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We need to manage our behavior and the behavior of our children in such a way that we become models for others to follow. And especially we need to follow in the footsteps of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And one of the important things that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam teaches us, is that we need to think of others before we think of ourselves. One of the important things is the concept of ithar, is sacrificing for things for others. Sometimes it's just doing good things to others, parting with some self. We have enough, and we can use some of it for ourselves, and you can use it for others.
Right.
That's doing a good thing. That's good. But that's not ithar. That's not sacrifice.
Okay.
I mean, I have the example of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. He parted with his property many times in his
home. More than 2.5 times.
Yes,
like
in his home.
He gave away his entire property.
Away. But he had the capability to, you know, I mean, it's important to understand that the imams, even they were able to make money. They were able to carry out transactions and carry out, do labor, do business, and they would make money. They would use their capital, their investment, and they would make money. So that is, their whole lifestyle can be, you know, learned from. It's not just they were preaching all the time. They were
right.
Also, active members of society in the economic field, in the, you know,
secular way of life or spiritual way of life.
I don't call it to be secular. It is all a part of our spirituality.
Right.
So, but we need to earn money to not just to spend for ourselves. Everything that maybe as children we are given in the form of pocket money, we're not even earning or striving for it. Even then, we should think of others before ourselves. So we should be ready to part with what we have in our lives. So we need to have that sense of sacrifice, giving unto others which we have, even if it is going to cause us to face difficulties. One is, no, we don't face any difficulties. We make and earn money. Some of it we part with and give to others, make them also feel good. They also try to relieve their sufferings, to relieve their problems. But we have ample resources for ourselves, and we can live a good life. Sometimes we have to, you know, step down a little. We need to suffice with something which is just sufficient,
okay,
enough to make us
to be content.
To be content with something less.
Okay.
We don't look for a luxurious life.
Right.
We eat enough. That is enough for us. Food.
Practice
clothing,
contentment.
Yes. So, and part with the rest.
Exactly.
Sometimes we even part with what we have. That is sacrifice.
Right. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. To listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi. And Professor is teaching us the etiquettes and manners of Islamic behavior that should be reflecting in our teenagers. Professor said that the very important thing in Islamic behavior that should be taught to our teenagers is sacrifice, the concept of sacrifice. And the professor is giving us more details on that.
So we have the example where there's a whole chapter, the whole verse of the Holy Quran coming, descending upon the Holy Prophet, in the instance where the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Bibi Fatima salamu alayha, and her children, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the ladies, they all kept a fast a few days, and then they, for every day, they made a nazar, they made a vow to fast. And then every day they were supposed to break their fast, they gave away what they had,
yeah,
to eat for themselves. So that was sacrifice. That was sacrifice.
Yeah. That was sacrifice.
That was sacrifice. يُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. This is what the Quran says. They would sacrifice for others, even if it was a loss for them, it was something which they had to suffer. So they would suffer something,
okay,
because of that giving.
Right.
Okay. So, this is the ultimate. This is the path which Allah, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi as-salam, has shown us. We need to go to that path, to that end. But even to a lesser extent, we need to learn and to make our children learn to give something of what they own. And of course, sometimes some things have been made obligatory by Allah Almighty for us.
Right.
But that's when we have enough to give.
Right.
For example, in the form of zakat or in the form of khums or other religious dues. But sometimes we are not. We don't have the enough resources to be able to give zakat or khums. Even then, we should be giving out.
Right.
Something which is recommended, and our children should learn that even if they are given pocket money, they need to spend on others.
Exactly. And whenever Allah Subhanahu wa Taala provides us with the blessings, the bounties, we really should be thankful. And a word, sacrifice, that you have used and discussed with us over here, the very beautiful concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually talks about it. Like, whenever I give you an abundance, you should be sacrificing. In the Surah Al-Kawthar, which says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna a'atayna kal-Kawthar, wa salli li rabbika wanhar. So whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you, granting you in abundance, Therefore, to thy Lord you should turn, and in prayers and in sacrifice. Well, Professor, we have more to discuss with you about the things that reflect Islamic behavior in our teenagers. We'll be discussing that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya Muqtiya al-khayrat, Ya Muqtiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya Muqtiya al-khayrat, Ya Muqtiya al-khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing about some of the etiquettes and manners of Islamic behavior that should definitely be reflecting in our teenagers. And Professor has been helping us. So, Professor, how important is it for children or teenagers to actually, whenever we tell them, respect your elders, respect your teachers, respect your scholars, and those in authority. Does Islam have something to say about that, respecting elders?
Yes, we need to understand that we have to be respecting our elders, because not only because they are our elders, but sometimes they have authority over us. Our parents, they have authority. Our father, our grandfather, they can order us and command us. So not just being respectful, being generous, being thankful, being polite, that's an important thing. But much important than that is when we need to be obeying them. So obedience is important. I mean, a person, we need to obey someone who has the authority to command us.
Right.
And who has the command, the authority to command us? Allah Almighty has the authority.
Exactly.
The Holy Prophet, the Imams, and those, and our fathers and grandfathers, and even Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says that whoever teaches me a word, man allamani harfa sayyarani abda, a person who teaches me a word, He makes me a slave to that person. Therefore, we must realize that when he says,
and these words are coming from someone who we call as the gate of knowledge.
Exactly. So he has only one teacher. He is not obliged to obey anyone except Allah, except the Holy Prophet.
Right.
And because Allah Almighty taught the Holy Prophet, taught Imam Ali.
Right.
And therefore, Imam Ali is the slave and servant of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Exactly.
As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Abdullah.
Right. But here, through this hadith, Imam seems to be teaching us to be respecting. Teaching the students,
yes, exactly.
Students,
so now,
teenagers.
Now, for others, apart from Mawla Ali, that's when it comes to us, then we need, even if we learn from, al-hikmatu dhallatul mu'min. It's the wisdom is something, is the lost property of a mu'min. He has to look for it anywhere he can find it.
Right.
Even he has to travel to China. Below the scene.
Right.
Knowledge has to be acquired anyway. So wherever you go and find a teacher, you find a person who can teach you and guide you, you need to be, you need to accept him, to thank him, to be obedient. Of course, again, we need to be careful. Sometimes, again, if he's teaching us something, but then he's going to make us go against Allah, that's not allowed.
Okay.
But apart from that, if he requires something, he wants us to do something, we should be obedient to him.
Right.
We should try to, our teachers have respect. Our teachers, our guides, our mentors at school, at college, at university, whomever we encounter in this learning environment, and they teach us.
In the process of learning.
They help us, they facilitate us in learning and acquiring knowledge. We need to be thankful, we need to be...
They deserve the respect and
they deserve
obedience.
Our respect and our
obedience. Exactly. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much to your listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? for big and small.